Joining us now in our studios is our state representative for District 20B. It's Todd Lippert. 20B, right?
20B, that's the right number.
Okay.
Good morning.
That might change at some point in the not-too-distant future.
Redistricting will mix them all around.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Representative Lippert. Let's talk about, I wanted to talk about, first of all, about the budget surplus. Minnesota got bit of a surprise. I guess not a big surprise that we had a budget surplus, but it's like the largest we've ever had, over $7.5 billion, 7.7, something along
7.7.
That line. 7.7. Wow. What? Let's get initial reaction. Did you expect something that
so
large?
We knew that there was going to be a surplus because the signs were that the economy was really strengthening. And you know, I think just to back up a little bit, you know, I think the surplus is not just because we found money in the couches at the Capitol. It's because of you know, some good work at the federal level. So the Biden administration had a priority of passing the American Rescue Plan, and a $1.9 trillion package was passed in March, providing direct payments to families, rental assistance, support for unemployment for those who needed it, and it helped stabilize the financial situation of families. They had money to spend, corporate profits are increasing, and we're seeing that sort of strength now in this stimulus number. So we are expecting expecting a surplus, but not expecting one quite this large. And so now we have, you know, we know there's still great need in our state, and we need to think carefully about how we're going to be addressing those needs right now.
That's going to be interesting, looking at some of the priorities that people have. You not only that, but with President Biden's recent infrastructure bill passing, the whole country is going to have an influx of money for some infrastructure projects and such. Maybe that'll lighten the load a little bit. So this is, you're going to have to take a close look to see what to do with that money. Do you spend it all, raise or lower taxes? Do you give it back to people? Do you have priorities set for this yet?
Yeah, so there are some things that I would really like to see us do, some things that I would not like to see us do. So there are a few places where the pandemic has made really clear that we have some issues we need to address. Childcare is one. We have families right now, and childcare interacts with the workforce shortage that we're seeing at the same time. So we have parents that are staying home to care for their children because they can't find childcare or can't afford childcare. And these are parents that aren't in the workforce as fully as they would like to be. And with childcare, one of our challenges in Minnesota is that we've had one of the lowest reimbursement rates of any state in the country. And so unless you have strong state support for childcare, the business model doesn't work out. And so that means we don't have strong reimbursement for families to help them afford it or for providers to help them keep their business afloat and help pay for workers. So that's one area where we could use some of these funds, these one-time funds or some ongoing funds, to make that investment that would help families immediately, help childcare providers immediately, and help free people up for the workforce. And we have some similar challenges on the elder care side, too, where a stronger reimbursement rate would help our care facilities, help facilities like Laura Baker be able to attract and retain workers. I think those sorts of moves would be a very good way for us to use the surplus money.
Once again, State Representative Todd Lippert is with us from District 20B. How much, you know, I'm sure people are starting to think about this, the politicians involved, both the Democrats and the Republicans. You have until, I shouldn't say until, but the legislature starts up right at the end of January this year. So about a month and a half in between there, of course, we have Christmas and blizzards and stuff like that. But do you feel that there's going to be within your party, you can only speak for your party, is it going to be pretty unified by the time you get together in late January and the legislative session begins?
I think so. We actually, I'm leaving for a caucus retreat today. I think I'm going to beat the snow. We're going to get to St. Cloud by noon, and we'll have a day of retreat where we'll be focusing on our policy priorities as a caucus. And, you know, I've been having conversations with my colleagues since the surplus number came out. And, you know, like I said, there are things that I want to do, that we want to do, and things we don't. We really want to be investing in families, investing in workers, investing in small businesses, and making sure we're meeting those needs. We know there are deep needs because of COVID, investing in our students and schools, too. What we don't want is to be in a conversation about tax cuts that is essentially giving large amounts of money back to the wealthiest Minnesotans and the largest corporations, many of whom have gotten even wealthier during the pandemic. So we need to, we'll be focused on our priorities and where we think the needs are. And I think the surplus is present because we've had a federal government investing in our economy in the right way, really investing in families directly in a broad base across our country.
There will be, there are a couple of things that people used to call vices, and some people still call them vices, but their legality may be in the works this year or maybe not. And of course, we're talking about legalizing marijuana and also sports gambling. Mm-hmm. Is there, you're going to be meeting at the policy retreat over the weekend. Are those topics going to be discussed this year in the state legislature?
I imagine they'll be discussed. Sounds like sports gambling is moving. A colleague of mine joked with me that was his 174th priority, and that would, I think it would be my 175th priority. It's not a big, it's not something that I really am that interested in focusing on. I think right now we have to be, when we have a workforce shortage, we have to be thinking about not just creating jobs, but which jobs do we want to be creating? Do we need to really be building out more in the entertainment sector, or do we need to make sure that we're focusing on families are able to get the child care when they need it, our elders are able to get care when they need it, people with disabilities are able to get care, or we're developing, building out the affordable housing that we need, those sorts of things. So, I'll be watching to see where that conversation goes. I'm not real wild about it right now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as legalizing cannabis, for me, that has a racial equity dimension to it, where I think if we do that and do that the right way, it'll be helping us move towards a more racially equitable state, and I think that's a benefit.
All right. Once again, Todd Lippert with us, state representative for District 20B. Any other priorities for the upcoming legislative session you'd like to share with us?
Sure. So there are a few things that I've been working on as well. I do a lot of work kind of thinking about climate change and what are some responses to climate change that we can be enacting that use some pretty simple natural solutions. So one is planting trees. And we can be planting lots of trees I'd like to plant millions of trees, millions more, to both respond to climate change and to respond to the emerald ash borer crisis. Many cities are dealing with emerald ash borer, killing trees, and Northfield is one of them. So that's one area where I'd like to see some funding go. There's a series of agricultural crops. Kernza is the one that's received the most attention, that are really right on the edge of scaling up and seeing real commercial success. But a little support from the state would be helpful for crops like that, and there are other crops behind it. And so I'm working on a package that can provide some support for crops like these that would be very beneficial to farmers and the landscape in generations to come, and could really benefit the whole upper Midwest. And one other conversation I'm having is with the governor's office has been hosting a series of conversations on a clean fuel standard for Minnesota. It's the biggest transportation lever we can pull in the state to help reduce carbon emissions. It would also benefit farmers in Minnesota, too, in helping develop some advanced biofuels as we go and do some things in a way that would not just help farmers be more profitable, have more options, but benefit our water and our soil too. So that's a conversation I'm excited about too for Minnesota.
Representative Lippert, we want to thank you so much for coming in today. Certainly appreciate it. We'll let you get up to St. Cloud before the snow flies.
I got my scraper in the car. New snow tires on.
If we don't have you on before Christmas, have a wonderful holiday season, Christmas and New Year's, and I'm sure we'll hook up sometime in January.
Sounds great. Happy holidays to you too.
State Representative Todd Lippert's here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.